What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. We came from beneath the sea, as always. I'm your host, Bailey.
And I'm Zach.
And I'm Brandon.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hello.
It is another Saturday.
It is another Saturday.
This week fucking sucks.
It's cold.
Yeah, we were finishing out like end of month shit at work. Prepping for it, because Monday is the last day of the month. Yeah. And everything's got to be done then. I'm like, ugh.
I don't know. My week fucking flew.
Yeah, dude, my week went fast, but Friday, I looked up, it was 3 o'clock, and I felt like I did 2 days worth of work. I'm like,
I've been kind of having, like, run shit on my own in my area, so, like, now just, when you work, like, that hard, just shit, like, the time just flies.
Yeah. I processed a lot of shit this week, and I got even more to, I think it's like, they go by fast, because all the document and shit in there is right there. I don't have to go digging for stuff now, but, like, it's like 25 jobs.
Yeah.
It's going to be like half my morning on Monday, and I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But.
That's why they pay you the big bucks.
But. We're just here to shoot the shit this week. We're talking about upcoming horror and games in 2022. And what we're expecting from them.
Can I say what I've kind of like watched this week? Because I do have some recommendations.
No. Yeah, go ahead.
So like the first one. This is like a big recommendation. This shit was wild.
Go smoke crack.
So, so the Wolf of Snow Hollow.
That's a great movie. That's awesome.
It came out in 2020. Movie. It's actually more comedy than it is horror. Yeah.
It is pretty funny.
But it was written, directed, and starred by Jim Cummings, and he's also in He's also in Halloween Kills. Fun story. He was in the flashback scene as like one of the officers. Sorry if cool. I spoiled that, but then you know it's been out for a few months now. You know,
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. But it's actually a really cool take on the werewolf genre. I would say it's, you know, totally not what you're expecting. I'll just put it that way.
It's a good
Where can you watch that at?
I think when I looked on there, like I had to rent it on YouTube for like $6.
Ah.
But wow. I'm pretty sure it's on Prime.
I believe so.
But, so yeah, just use Bailey's Prime if you want to watch it.
I don't.
And then I watched, some of 12 Hour Shift.
Oh, yeah, that movie Mick Foley's in.
That movie, like I said, I watched some of it. I don't know what it was, but it was just pretty boring.
Yeah.
It has, like, this kind of, like, dry humor that is, it's fun in some points, but it just kind of falls flat for me for some reason. Let me just put it one way. It needed more Mick Foley. Let me just say that.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch all of it. I probably should have, so I'll probably watch the rest of it. But, yeah.
No Mick Foley. No Big Wheel.
He's like the bad guy in that
movie. Yeah, he plays like a underground like organ smuggling mafia thing or whatever.
I see.
And he's like, I need that kidney for my cousin or your ass is grass.
Grass.
You fucking jabroni.
I need that grass for my kidney.
Yeah.
Or it's your ass.
But
I'm scared.
I was gonna finally like check out the Mike Flanagan what's it called? The Netflix show.
Midnight Mass.
Is it Midnight Mass or The Haunting of Hill House?
Oh, Haunting of Hill House.
Well, there's three
of
them.
Also there.
There's Hill House, Bly Manor, and then Midnight Mass.
Yeah, I was going to check those out, but I didn't get around to it.
All three are.
I still need to finish Hill House, start Bly Manor, and watch Midnight Mass.
All three are
so behind.
Now, are these like your typical supernatural ghost horror shit?
Yes,
but no. Mike Flanagan does a good job of
putting
his
own. They're pretty scary.
He does a good job of putting his own twist on the genres that he's doing.
See, I'm not going to lie. Like, those subgenres of horror are not my favorite. Supernatural ghost stuff that's been, like, dominating since The Conjuring came out.
I don't think you might dig Haunting of Hill House and Haunting of Bly Manor because they're very different.
Yeah.
They're kind of crazy. You would really dig Midnight Mass, though.
Like, I'm not disrespecting anybody who likes that shit. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
I don't care for, like, the dragged out shit and, like, the 150 jump scares per, 30 minutes.
Now, his jump scares are pretty well crafted.
You'll really dig Midnight Mass, I think. If you're going to start with anything, I would start with Midnight Mass.
I'm just saying. The Conjuring universe needs to stop. Needs to stop.
I don't think they're doing anymore.
The last one they did was the third one. Yeah, they've done three Conjurings. There you go.
Listen, no werewolf.
Next guy.
Next guy.
Boom, next guy.
No werewolf. No scary. Gotta give it a zero. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They teased that shit in one of the Annabelle movies.
Yeah,
yeah.
They teased it. Annabelle Comes Home. Like, because we saw that in theaters.
Yeah.
I was like, you know.
It wasn't bad. It was fun. I think it was a fun flick.
But they literally showed the wolf. He has like a brief cameo, and he was like a smoke cloud or some shit. Or no, he was fucking with the boyfriend. That's what
it was.
He
was fucking with the boyfriend.
He was chasing
the
boyfriend around. And yeah, and then like they didn't like do him in the third one.
Yeah, because
that was
not in it at all.
That's what it was rumored to be about.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and then they did some kind of big court case thing.
I watched like bits and pieces of The Devil Made Me Do It when we were over here at the Halloween party, but I was drunk. So
it's not a bad movie, but it's definitely not like I like it a little more than two, but my ranking for it's 1, 3, 2.
I would say that. I would agree with that.
See, like that's like the thing. Like the first one's actually pretty fucking good. The second one's not bad either, but just like everything else in that universe just doesn't impress me.
I liked the concept of the nun, like the movie.
The atmosphere of that movie is fucking
it's
perfect.
Great. Yeah,
like I don't like, think that
it earned my jump scares. I mean, when I got jumped, I fucking earned it.
I don't even give a shit about the jump scares. For one, their biggest mistake with that movie, have a movie called The Nun, but don't have her barely in it at all.
She's in it for like 10 minutes, maybe.
Like, come on, it's like, called The Nun. She's like. You know, she should be the forefront of the movie.
Yeah. I'm just being, like, completely honest, but I don't think we needed three Annabelle movies either.
Annabelle 1 sucked. I'm just going to put that out
there. Annabelle Creation, I thought, was good.
I still haven't seen Annabelle Creation or Annabelle Comes Home.
I really liked Annabelle Creation.
Isn't it, like, the La Llorona movie, like, a part of?
Yes. But nobody fucking knew it until they saw it.
That movie's not that bad either.
I mean, I haven't seen that either, but I just watch it. Linda Cardellini's
not,
in that, right?
Yeah. It's not, like, it's not going to blow your mind or anything, but it's a fun movie to
watch. A lot of people were calling it a whitewashed story of that.
Yeah, it's a Mexican folktale, and they hired white people for it.
White?
White!
So, like, I don't know, but...
It is whitewashed, but, like, the concept of La Llorona is fucking horrifying to me. That scares the fuck out of me. That's no joke. I see some bitch, like, crying in the corner or something.
I'm leaving.
Ass is staying right there, bitch.
I've played enough Left 4 Dead to know you don't fuck with crying bitches in corners.
I ain't in a dark room. Hell no.
Won't do it.
You don't wake the bitch.
Won't do it.
But, yeah, I don't know. They never, like, outside of that first one, and even the first one wasn't that, like, it wasn't, like, groundbreaking like everybody else has, like, said over the years for me.
It's a good movie, though.
It's a good movie. I'm not, you know, but it's just not, like... Like, a lot of people are like, oh, it was the best movie of the decade. And
we can all agree that Annabelle 1 sucks, though.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Like some of the stuff I like in it, but I'm like...
Annabelle Creation was all right.
I think it's the best Annabelle movie,
it probably
to be
is
honest.
The best Annabelle movie.
And I liked it. I had a good time watching it.
Imagine making a trilogy of movies about a Raggedy Ann doll.
I think Annabelle Comes Home is fun to watch. Like, it feels like
that
a
one,
Scooby-Doo
Yeah, that one was
movie.
The most fun. I liked the cast in that movie, too. Yeah.
I like the kind of modgepodge of like all these like different demons and stuff. Like,
yeah,
and some of them look cool. Like the guy who has like the quarters over his eyes, like his whole design.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
And they were supposed to make like a Crooked Man movie, but I don't think
that's
they're doing
probably
it.
Probably never going to happen, to be honest.
So, and I honestly don't think that they should.
They don't need to.
But.
Will you stop torturing my cat?
No.
Bailey's an animal abuser.
No, I'm not.
Cancel him on Twitter.
I love cats.
Bring the hammer down.
He's just fucking with, like, the shadows and shit or some shit.
She's got a thing for shadows
and
lights.
Yep. Dumbass cat.
She's beepy.
But, yeah. Have y'all, like, watched anything worth a note?
I started Hawkeye yesterday. Meant to watch more when
it's
I got
taken
back.
Taken 4 months to finish that.
No, I actually like. I think I'm gonna binge it this weekend.
Didn't you watch all of Chucky?
I'm almost done. I'm on episode 7 of 8.
Dude, give him another month.
I take, dude. I don't know what it, I just.
You're almost there.
I don't watch TV shows like I used to, or movies, man. I cannot just.
I get it. What do you mean? You watch it the exact same. It used to take fucking 8 months to watch like one series.
Yeah, I've always been that way with TV shows. Just because I'm like skeptical with my TV media. Cause same. It's like, yeah.
You have to commit.
I like this, but I really have to love it if I want to sit there and power through all that shit in like a day or two. Yeah. It's like The Sopranos. It took me forever kinda to get me into The Sopranos.
I'm on season four of that now.
I never started rewatching it. I'm still on season three.
Yeah, like the first couple seasons, like
they're meh.
Yeah, they're meh. Like there is some cool shit that happens, but like season three and on is fucking great.
Like there are a few shows that I can sit there and I'm like, yes, I'm gonna commit a lot of time.
Breaking Bad.
Sons of Anarchy was that
Breaking
for
Bad's
me.
Worth it, though.
Breaking Sons Bad, of Anarchy was my Breaking Bad for you guys.
Breaking Bad is the best drama show of all time.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
Of all fucking time.
I don't think anything comes close.
Yep.
I did like Breaking Bad.
Maybe The Sopranos as a close second.
Yeah, Sopranos, maybe. Breaking Bad. I haven't seen Dexter, but I've heard lots of good things besides the ending, you know.
I like Dexter.
Sons
so far.
Of Anarchy
Kristen
was okay.
On that binge.
I
like
that a lot.
I know a lot of people like Sons of Anarchy, but when I watched it, I don't know. I thought it was kind of meh.
It's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah,
there's some good shit. Like the couple episodes
the
I watched,
like,
yeah.
The cast was great. Ron Perlman and the girl plays Peg and fucking Married with Children.
Yeah, yeah.
She's yeah. You know something that speaking of her, you know how like in that show, have y'all seen Married with Children?
Yeah.
You know how like Al's always like, man, I fucking hate my wife. She's ugly as shit. And, you know, I'm like, no, the fuck,
his
she's
wife's
not.
A fucking smoke show.
She's a fine dime drinker.
She's married to the creator of Sons of Anarchy.
I was like, bro, I would fucking.
He's got like one hand down his pants at all times.
You know she got hit by a car?
Did she?
Kate
in real
Siegel?
Life?
Yeah. Like 4 months ago.
She voices Layla in Futurama as well.
Lila.
Yeah. And,
she's married to the guy that created Sons of Anarchy. They're married for. Yeah, they've been married for a long, long time.
But I would be a very happy man if I was like her husband. Just saying.
I mean, yeah. She's.
But yeah. I never understood that as a kid. I was like, how the fuck can you hate her? Like, yeah she's kind of dumb in that show, but, you know.
He's just a fucking grouchy ass that whole show. Yeah.
That show was pretty good, though.
Yeah, it's good. It's good time. The daughter's a fucking slut. Like, just the whole fucking
it's
show.
Live action King of the Hill, almost.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Kind of.
That's how I associated Married with Children.
There's some distinct differences.
Speaking
there.
Of, King of the Hill's coming back.
Yep. I think it's.
They're time jumping.
This year?
Next year, I think.
Next year?
Yeah, Mike Judge came out and said, yeah, King of the Hill's coming back. We got a new project revolving with that.
Hank and Peggy are going to be the old couple from Beavis and Butthead. Yeah.
Nah, bro, listen. Bobby grew up to be that one guy in Invincible, the agent.
Yeah, straight up.
It looks just like him.
But they shouldn't bring back Luann because Brittany Murphy, I believe, she's dead.
Yeah,
so.
She passed.
She played Luann?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
It's crazy because like, I remember when I first found that out, I was like, no fucking way. But that was like years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
She died.
She died.
A long time ago.
I think Brittany Murphy was another one who was.
Yeah.
She was in, died like she was in 8 Mile, right? She was
She was in all kinds of shit. She died in like the mid-2000s, I believe.
Yeah.
That's sad, but.
Yep.
A lot of people, like, there's a conspiracy that, like, it was, like, drug-related, but I think that somebody,
I'm pretty sure it was,
broke that myth. I think it was, like, she got exposed to asbestos, I'm pretty sure.
Hmm.
I think that's what happened.
Oh, that's shitty. That's a shitty way to go.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, because, you know, like, those, like, memes that pop up every once in a while, and it's, like, a favorite, or it's, like, a celebrity that, like, you know, they died, and they're like, check up on your loved ones, and it's like Robin Williams and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, half of those celebrities didn't like kill themselves or overdose or anything. You know that, right?
Yeah.
She died from pneumonia with
pneumonia.
Contributing factors of iron deficiency, anemia, and multiple drug intoxication, according to the coroner.
Well, that sucks. I mean, either way, you know, dying, people
She died young.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter how they die, you know, it just
she
sucks.
Died at... Let's see.
She was fairly young.
Yeah. But yeah, like if they bring back Luann.
32.
Yeah. That's pretty. That's fairly
super
young.
Super young.
Yeah, they just shouldn't bring back Luann. Just like have her.
No, yeah. Like, yeah. Luann moved away. She ain't come back.
She's off doing some other shit.
I remember when her boyfriend...
She's still in beauty school.
Yeah, she's still in beauty school there. I remember when her boyfriend Buckley died in the supermarket fire.
Bro, what? That was a plot line of King of the Hill?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You don't remember that?
No.
And she, like, she lost her hair in the fire.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, it singed off.
I remember.
I think my favorite storyline in King of the Hill is when Hank's propane grill explodes and he's scared to grill
again.
Yeah,
he has, like, a traumatized.
He's like, Peggy, I'm not ready.
Yeah, he's, like, trying to grill steak, and he's way back with, like, a fucking pitchfork or something.
I like when he gets obsessed with video games.
Yeah. Hank Hill's just a great character.
I do like Hank Hill.
And, you know, like, when the show first, we're going on, like, a whole-ass fucking tangent. We haven't even let Zach say what he's watched or done this week, but...
We don't care.
When the show first started, he was, like, super fucking uptight and, like, against everything. But if you notice, as the show goes on, he eases up on a lot of shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
It's like season one, episode three or four, it's like Bobby's taking sex ed.
Yeah.
Because Peggy becomes the sex ed substitute teacher, and he's like, nope.
Like, he's still super awkward about a lot of shit, but he's like, oh, all right, well.
One of my favorite King of the Hill quotes is, Who's the balding fat guy on that show? Is that
Bill.
Dale or Bill?
Yeah.
Bill, what are you doing there? I'm just over here to kill myself.
He's up on the roof.
Yeah.
My favorite character is fucking Dale because he's a conspiracy theorist.
Pocket sand.
But there's like an episode where
they
lice.
If they don't make Dale part of the January 6th insurrection in the new reboot of the show, I'm not going to be happy because you know he was there.
Yeah. But... There's an episode where they all got lice.
Yeah.
And Dale went fucking crazy and started rubbing his head on the fucking road, like the concrete and shit. He was like, oh, I can't take it anymore. It was funny. Anyway, Zach, what have you been up to?
Nothing.
Okay. He says nothing. Okay. Oh, anyways.
Watching Dexter, Sopranos, I'm on season 4.
Working.
Man, I don't even
Hey, did you process those 6 returns the other day?
No, I got half of them done.
How you going to send something back with no paperwork?
Well, what can you do?
How you going to eat a ham sandwich and not eat it cold?
Fuck, you can't eat it cold for. What can you do?
Bought some new models. Got built some sword brethren.
He's
for
got
the Black
super
Templars.
Models.
Brethren.
The brothers.
He's got the super models in the back room. They're looking at us right now. It's kind of creepy, but...
Hell yeah, bitch.
We get our
kind of a shitty joke.
Little life of it. We get our tux fittings tomorrow.
We do.
I'm excited.
I mean, I already got mine, so it's just y'all.
You already got yours?
I did mine Thursday.
Did you do your final fitting, or is that just like a...
This is my first fitting.
Mm.
We're going to go up there. Something crazy is going to happen. Like, when we come back, like, I'm going to either lose or gain a shit ton
I'm
of
planning
weight.
On trying it's, to lose a little bit of weight before October, so...
It's not going to take long. Yeah. Like I was literally in and out of there in like 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
That's not even a joke.
Well, they just measure. They measure your shoulders, your arms, your waist, your leg length.
Yeah. I'll just tell them my leg length is 30.
No, they have to. With tuxes, they have to get up on you, bro.
Ask your approximate weight and height.
I'd be like, fuck you. You don't need to know that.
Brennan's like, Brennan, 300 pounds.
All right. 215.
I actually don't know what I weigh exactly. I know a ballpark.
Give them an approximate. You'll be fine. They'll get you figured out.
I don't actually weigh 215. It's like 205.
It won't
probably.
Take that long.
That's a lot more than I thought.
Yeah.
I was going to guess like 195.
I'm kind of chunky, so, you know.
All right. So this week, what we're doing, we're just bullshitting. Obviously, this is what I like to call an old format episode because, honestly, I didn't want to do a movie this week. But it's nice to talk about what's coming this year in horror.
Not really.
No? You're not excited?
Not really.
Well, there's not nothing, even too much coming right now.
Nothing really.
I know like 5 off the top of my head.
Yeah.
First,
I mean, like, I've got a list, you know, so that we can kind of go over some more if you don't mention them.
Yeah, this was new news yesterday. Yesterday being January 28th, the last Friday of the month. Evil Dead the game got delayed to May 13th, which is fine by me. Please make sure it's a completed game before you release it.
It'll be good.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
I'm kind of, you know, like, I hate when delays happen, but I understand why they
I don't want another Cyberpunk situation.
I just hope it's not like a Cyberpunk thing where it's like they've delayed the game for like 3 years now or however long it was, right? It was like 3 years, wasn't it?
Well, it's been... Cyberpunk was in development since like 2012 or something.
Yeah, so... Fuck. It came out 2020, I think. 2021, so goddamn.
Late 2020, I believe it came out.
Yep.
Took almost 10 years for that game to come out.
And then, I'm excited for Evil Dead, and I learned yesterday, I was talking to our good buddy Riley, and I was like, I hope I don't have to, like, go fist fight a child for a PS5. And he's like, don't worry, it's on PS4. I'm like,
hell yeah, bitch.
Hell yeah.
I do want to get a PS5, hopefully this year if I can.
I'm starting to get worried with, like, Microsoft buying, like, every major
studio. Yeah, they bought Activision. I think it was, like, $72 billion.
They bought
billion?
Bethesda and Activision now.
Yep. Yeah.
That's kind of
scary. I don't know what to expect. I guess Phil Spencer is, like, the head honcho over at Microsoft, said they're going to honor the contracts for all Activision games on PlayStation right now and for the foreseeable future until those contracts are up. So. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, a lot of people were saying, fuck you, Bill Gates. I was like, he doesn't even work for Microsoft
anymore.
Yeah,
Phil Spencer's the one that runs the show over there.
I was like, I'm pretty sure Bill Gates just retired and
stepped
away from it all.
That's competitive commerce in video games right now. You got to buy studios. I mean, look at how long Sony's had all those exclusives. And now Crash and Spyro are over at
Activision.
Or Xbox, Microsoft.
Yeah, aren't Crash and Spyro Activision?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Dang!
Yep, what can you do?
Also, I don't know if it's confirmed yet. Isn't the Texas Chainsaw game coming out this year? Or is it next year?
Texas Chainsaw game.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre game.
There's no Texas Chainsaw game.
Yes.
Oh, Gun Media's game. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
There is, you fucking troglodyte.
I was like, have I been like dreaming this whole time or something?
Dude, I've completely forgotten about that.
Gun Media.
No, I don't
think. Their big return.
I don't think they've announced a release
date
yet.
It's the big one.
The big boy. Bubba.
And they probably won't have to worry about lawsuits this time. So
I hope
hopefully not.
Yeah. But I honestly completely forgot about that because I haven't really been paying attention to a lot of stuff. Yeah. But no release date yet.
Hopefully this
year. We just have that Game Awards announcement so far. We
I
don't
hope
have
it's
a gameplay
this year, but
that's
just me being like impatient.
Like I said,
I bet
about
it's early next year.
Probably early 2023. Hopefully, you know. I like it. I hope it's a unique game. It should be a unique game to the. I don't want a Friday the 13th copy paste, which Wes I believe has said.
It's not going to be that way.
That he's not going to copy paste Friday the 13th.
Also, that
nice.
One is going to be a next gen only.
I believe.
That's kind of sad, but you know what? If it does come out in 2023, we'll have.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have PS5 by then.
You know,
probably not, but
probably you know. Not. You know, it probably won't be till 2025 till we get one. But
I'll fist fight a child in a Best Buy parking lot for
we probably
a
won't even get the next gen console.
Yeah, like the PS6 will come out before we get the PS5.
GTA 6 is supposed to come out in 2023, supposedly, and I'm like, about fucking time,
that's
boys.
10 years after 5.
Yeah, what the fuck? Isn't that fucked up?
I don't know, man. I hate seeing the shit, like, people dogging other people for having a different console. I hate that shit.
It's stupid.
Bro, how dare you not have a fucking Xbox? What do you mean you don't have an Xbox, bro?
Even, like, Xbox.
Look at this, PlayStation.
Even, like, Xbox.
Who fucking cares?
Like, we all honestly, know who that guy is.
We
know a handful of people who that is.
The Xbox and PlayStation Twitter accounts, like, even posts on there, they'd be like, look, it don't matter what console you play, all right? Just have fun.
As long as you're having fun.
Yeah, you're having a good time. Who gives a shit?
Speaking of Texas Chainsaw, the new movie comes out on Netflix February 18th.
Please be good. Please
be
good.
Dude, I'm hoping it's good. Like, they haven't done any promotion for it. I saw Fede Alvarez retweet a thing for it yesterday, and that's the first thing I've seen in months.
Yeah, like
remember that website they made?
We got like the little mini. We got like an image.
Yeah.
And then we got like the little mini trailer that.
And then
the trailer didn't look that great, to be honest.
No, it
but
did
the
not.
Like the first image of like Leatherface in his mask is kind of cool.
Old
I guess.
Man Leatherface, old man Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba.
He gotta drink prune juice.
His like face mask looks kind of like derpy, but I like it.
I'm not. Dude, I'm
he's
just
supposed
good.
To look a little derpy, yeah. I guess. You know,
that's all I want. After Leatherface came out in 2017,
I think
one of them years.
God awful. Yeah,
that movie sucked. We need a good Texas Chainsaw.
You mean to tell me that motherfucker's Leatherface?
Yeah, there's
skinny
no way.
Ass
there's
bitch.
No fucking way.
Like, they had, like, the perfect candidate, that big guy, you know?
Yeah, he got shot in the face.
Yeah, like, even though he was, like, the obvious one to go with,
yeah,
it's still, you know, it makes the most sense, you know?
They try to do, like, some shock factor with,
this
like,
is why you don't let Swedish people take over franchises.
And it's just like, goddamn.
Pretty sure a Swedish guy did Halloween 5? Wasn't he Swedish?
I have no idea.
I don't fucking know.
He was European. I remember.
I don't
that.
Watch Halloween 5 religiously or anything.
I don't either.
Like,
if Jesse were here,
he'd know.
He'd know.
He'd definitely know.
Yeah. So, what else is coming?
Evil Dead Rise.
Is X by Ty West coming out this year?
Yeah.
Yes.
It comes out in March.
Dude,
is that a horror movie?
Yes.
That's going to be good.
Nice. I haven't seen the trailer. I'm trying to stay away from that
dude,
one.
There's no doubt
actually,
in my mind. That
it's actually
be good.
Pretty good. Have you seen the trailer?
Yeah. That movie's going to be good.
The trailer doesn't give much away. I'll tell you, it's about a movie within a movie. Like, they're making a movie on, like, this farm.
Yeah.
It gives me kind of, I don't
pretty
know
sure
about
they're you. Making, like, a porno.
It gave me, like,
Run Red
Manson
vibes.
Family vibes. Because they're shooting on this old cowboy ranch, movie ranch.
Have y'all seen that slasher movie, The Hills Run Red?
No, I've heard of it.
It's like the baby doll face killer or whatever.
There's a baby?
Yeah, the baby's killing people? Slicing ankles?
That would be some shit, but...
write that down.
Ooh, newborn baby running around.
straight out of the womb and straight to stabbing people.
It's basically like... I don't know.
From
whatever,
the cradle to the grave.
Like when you mention it's like a movie inside of a movie, it kind of reminded me of like The Hills Run Red. I think that's what it's
called. Spoiler alert!
But yeah,
it's a whole ass baby.
That's a whole ass baby.
That movie's kind of weird. It came out in like 2009.
Oh yeah, I'll check it out at some point. But yeah, like the trailer, it like gives me Manson Family vibes. It looks really. Jenna Ortega is in it.
The cast seems solid.
Oh yeah, Brittany Snow from Pitch Perfect, and she's in that horror movie. Would You Rather?
Yep.
From 2013. It's a pretty decent horror. It's pretty much like a fucked up game of Would You Rather for money.
I haven't seen any of the things you just named, to be honest.
I like Pitch Perfect.
Money.
But, yeah, it looks good. I'm excited for Ty West to come back after a while.
Yeah.
What was his
last
horror
movie?
I mean,
because fucking
You're
Next.
You Were Next, yeah.
Well, that wasn't his last horror movie.
Oh, it wasn't?
So, I think it was last week I said You're Next was from 2013. That's from 2011.
Yeah.
Oh,
it premiered, I think, at a film festival in 2011. And then got a wide release in 2013.
Oh. Which, I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
I feel so old saying that.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. That movie, I think, is highly underrated.
That's one of my all-time favorite
it's
horror movies.
It's one of the best, like modern-day slashers.
You're Next was
nobody,
so fresh. It was nice.
Barely anybody talks about that movie.
Yeah, dude.
And it's unacceptable.
I love that movie.
Because that movie's phenomenal.
Definitely.
He did a... I'm pretty sure he, like...
She kills him with a blender.
Ty West did something in the original VHS. I forget if he like did just one segment or if he was like producing it too. I don't remember, but he was involved in VHS.
I like VHS.
I like VHS 1, VHS 2, in 94. VHS Viral fucking sucks.
Yeah, Viral is terrible. I want to see the new one.
Yeah,
it's
same.
On Shudder.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I want to see it. I like the first one a lot.
I saw the second one first, actually. I rented it from a Redbox.
They made a whole-ass feature-length movie based on one of the shorts.
Wasn't it the one where the girl turns into that changeling?
And that movie's pretty good.
Yeah. Radio Silence had a feature in that movie, too.
Yeah.
Way back in their beginning days.
I can't remember the guy who directed that short in VHS.
Was that Ty West's?
I don't know if it was Ty West or not.
I don't remember.
But, I think he directed the movie, too.
For a lot of like anthology horrors, you do have multiple directors.
You know what one I wanted to get into so bad, but I just couldn't because I saw like half of it, the ending half? ABCs of Death.
Yeah, I've heard mixed things.
Because there's
about
two
those.
Of those, and I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard mixed things. That. There's a girl on YouTube I watch... not Spooky Astronauts, but Possessed by Horror. They're both redheads. That's why I'm like,
shut up.
But yeah, she said she kind of like speaks about the ABCs of horror here and there, and she's like, some of them are like so disturbing that you kind of just have to like not watch because it's like there's like a segment for each letter of the alphabet.
Yeah, that's the gimmick of the movie.
And
yeah. And like, dude, I was looking at FYE the other day, their mm-hmm. website. I made an account because I was looking through their vinyl selection.
Yeah, they sell records.
And I added a bunch to my wish list, and then I was like, oh, they sell DVDs. First mm-hmm. two fucking horror movies that come up, Cannibal Holocaust and a Serbian film.
Oof.
And I'm like, I want to buy those so I can watch them, but I'm like, I don't know if I want to subject myself to two of the most fucked up horror movies.
I'm not a big fan of Cannibal Holocaust.
You've seen it?
It's yeah. not that
I'm not
great.
A big fan. I haven't seen it. I yeah. hear... It's just because they kill the fucking turtles and shit.
Not only that, but they also portray like an entire race of people to look like fucking complete like
monsters.
Yeah.
See. And then a Serbian film is pretty much a simulated snuff film, just about.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that, but I know what
I've heard
about.
Mixed things on like a Serbian film. Like a lot of people like it. A lot.
It's one of those movies I want to see it one time and never again.
Yeah. You guys talking about that makes me think of a French movie called Martyrs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's an American remake of that, too.
I haven't seen that yet, but I want
to
see that.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, there's an American remake. It's a shot for shot, so it's just... there's a... It's called Funny Games. There's a shot... There's the original, and then there's a shot for shot American version. Those are two of the most fucked up movies
Martyrs
I've heard, too.
Martyrs is like... It's like a rape revenge, right?
Yeah. And then Funny Games is about home invasion.
Those are always hard to watch.
Yeah.
They're hard to watch, but I've heard that movie's pretty good.
We should check it out sometime. Maybe a Patreon.
It's on my list of movies I want to check out this year.
Also, like, I also want to kind of bring up that, like, you know, like, the Human Centipede trilogy.
I never got into those.
People are always like, those movies are complete shit, but I've also heard people say... You know, if you could get past, like, the nasty-ass concept of them, they're actually really good.
I never got into Human Centipede. I couldn't.
I've seen the first one.
I have, too. Just not for me.
Yeah. Like, it's aight. Like, there's been people that have, like, reviewed the trilogy in, like, depth, and they're like, you know, they're actually brilliant fucking movies. They've just got a nasty concept.
Yeah. It's elevated horror.
Yeah.
We're on fucking Reddit, bro. We're talking about Human Centipede.
Yeah, it's supposed to have a good ending.
Let's see. What else is coming out this year?
Evil Dead Rise.
Evil Dead
it
Rise,
It doesn't have a release
bro.
Date yet, but it's still rumored to come out this year.
Ooh, I can't wait for that one.
I'm very intrigued.
I follow Lee Cronin, the director, on Twitter, and like throughout the production, he wore the same pair of white shoes. They just got progressively bloodier and bloodier every update.
Nice.
And I'm like, yes.
Give it to me. Put it in my veins.
We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the sponsor of this episode, Raise Energy. Raise offers a zero-sugar, no-crash guaranteed product with many different flavors. They're not promising magic in a can or a miracle potion, and they're retailing for under $30 per case, while the big-name brands are charging upwards of $35 or even more per case. If you're interested in trying out their product and giving us a little bit of that kickback from your purchase, use the link in the episode description and use our code, capital letters here, WCFBTS, for a 15% off discount at your checkout. Once again, that is WCFBTS for a 15% off at checkout. Thank you, Raise Energy, for sponsoring this episode, the continued support of our show, and I hope you listeners indulge yourself and get yourself a nice, clean energy drink. She got into a car accident the other day.
Who?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, damn.
There's a picture of him, like, getting insurance information. He's like, I need your clothes, your boots, and your insurance information.
He's playing and your insurance provider.
He's playing Zeus in a movie.
I saw that, and I
would
crazy.
Watch that for the novelty of Zeus being Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Poseidon, no, it's not a tumor.
But yeah, that Evil Dead Rise is going to be good. There's still a lot of people that are butthurt that it's not going to be like a continuation.
Oh my God, you mean 70-year-old Bruce Campbell can't fall down steps anymore? What do you mean?
I mean, I don't really care about that. I think I'm more butthurt over the fact that Fede Alvarez doesn't get a sequel to his.
Yeah.
Like, I would prefer that, to be honest.
Same.
Over like anything else right now.
But there is a but. I'm happy to get anything new, original Evil Dead.
Like, so far, like...
I like it's going to take place in a skyscraper.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, out of the entire, like, franchise, like, even, like, including this show, like, they haven't disappointed yet.
Listen, no Necronomicon, no chainsaw.
I give it a zero. Why will there be a chainsaw in an office building?
Because,
you never know.
You never know.
They're cutting trees down outside.
They're cutting trees down outside.
I just hope
one of the deadites got a chainsaw.
I just hope it's not like a fucking zombie movie inside of like a city building or
something.
I
some hope
shit.
It's fucking wacky and kooky.
I
and
hope
bloody.
It's funny. I hope it's bloody. I hope it's good.
It's kind of giving me like Mayhem vibes.
I want some like Deadites to be
Mayhem,
talking
Mayhem
shit.
With Deadites, bro?
Yeah.
I could get down with
that. That's pretty cool.
I could be
that's what
very
I want,
down man. With that.
I want some Deadites to be talking some shit.
Oh, they're going to talk
some shit. I want fucking
your
skeletons.
Your mother cooks socks in hell.
I want skeletons.
Let's get the hell out of here. If Ted Raimi's not in it, I'm going to be a little bit upset.
Yeah, Ted Raimi's the CEO of the skyscraper. That's what we need.
Yes.
He might produce it.
Probably.
Because like he's produced like the last
we'll few see motherfuckers falling off the skyscraper.
Curse splat.
Yeah. We do need a cameo from him, though. You know, that'd be pretty
get a
good.
Cameo from Bruce.
Yep.
Groovy.
He just does the same thing as 2013.
Yep.
Groovy.
I've had
so
a
you're hanker. Telling me there's a chance.
Yeah. I've had a hankering to watch the
if
the
what's her Mia yeah. shows up.
I would bust a fat nut.
Ooh. Even though it doesn't seem like that's
even
where
if it's
going.
Not
gonna
be Jane Levy, like if it's,
it's
obviously
gotta, be,
gotta be Mia.
It's gotta be Jane Levy.
I'd fuck with it.
Yeah.
Like Jane it Levy seem... shows up. She's got the chainsaw hand.
Chainsaw hand?
She's like, look. I'm not Mia. I'm a different character, but I'm Mia.
I'd be so mad.
But see, we got some production news. Halloween Kills or ends? Started production this week.
This one's one
better
I'm...
be better than Halloween Kills.
Yeah.
Well, there's been a I don't know if you call it a leak. I think somebody actually posted it.
There's
going to
be a time jump.
Lindsay, Lori, and Allison were having dinner at like the bar from Ends or Kills. Fuck.
Yeah.
So it's confirmed that they're alive.
They didn't die in the last one.
Well, Lindsay was fucked up.
She didn't die,
but
though.
She didn't die. Yeah, you're right.
But I've heard there's going to be a time jump, which kind of
like a 4-year time
me.
Jump. I tweeted this the other day.
If there's a 4-year time jump. I'm going to be mad.
It is. It's confirmed.
Oh, that's fucking dumb.
What was he doing?
Like just sitting up in his house?
80-year-old fucking Michael Myers, bro. Yeah, like geriatric wheelchair bound Michael Myers. Just hold on, I'm coming.
I feel like they're going to shit the bed with this one.
He's like, Halloween's overrated. Let's do Christmas.
I want it to be good since it's going to be the last Strode saga movie.
Just hopefully it's better than Kills.
From that.
Anything at this point should be better than Kills unless they absolutely shit the bed.
We don't know much, but the 4-year time jump scares me.
Yeah. I mean, Laurie's going to be so old, too. I mean, so is Michael.
It's just going to be fucking
Allison's
dumb.
Probably going to be. Laurie's going to fucking die, I guarantee it.
Good.
I agree. Fuck. She said enough limelight. Allison's probably going to kill Michael. I don't know.
It's enough of the Laurie Strode thing.
Yeah.
Halloween forever. 2044.
2044.
I saw a meme the other day.
Halloween in space.
Fucking Jamie Lee Curtis is like 90 years old.
Let's see.
I had a thought the other day that I think a lot of, you know, they're bringing back a lot of these older franchises.
Legacy characters.
And, like, all these legacy characters and shit, and, like, with Scream and Halloween. And they might do something with, like, the Texas Chainsaw movie, too, but, like.
Well, they are, because
Sally Hardesty's in
kinda,
that movie, yeah.
Kind of interesting to see, like, what, when, you know, years on down the road when we move away from, like, you know, bringing this old shit back.
Yeah,
the like newer original
the new
ideas
shit.
That they come up with to like reboot these franchises. I'm intrigued to see how they do it.
They're not.
All right, now give us Nightmare on Elm Street.
I would love a new Nightmare, bro.
Dying for a new Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah.
By the way, if y'all haven't heard our Patreon episode on our Let's Try That Again on that, that was a good one. That's out by the way.
You know, we haven't had one since Freddy's dead, so. Or we had this new nightmare.
I honestly thought you were about to
new nightmare. Yeah, new nightmare. Yeah. And
I thought you were about to actually admit there was a remake.
It's been
like, there is no remake.
It's been almost 30 years.
Yeah, it's like we haven't had one since Freddy vs. Jason.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I retweeted this thing on Twitter on our podcast Twitter. It was like, "What's your guys' most listened to episode?" And I did some digging because forever it was the Days of the Dead episode.
Yeah.
Forever. You know what our highest listened episode is?
Huh.
Freddy versus Jason.
Interesting.
It surprised me.
A lot of people do like that movie.
I liked recording that episode.
That was a fun episode.
We made fun of the final girl in that movie. I can't remember her name.
A lot, because she fucking sucks.
She's fucking incompetent.
Fire.
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 Water.
Water.
Fire, water.
Oh, poor Jason. He got fucked over in that movie.
Jason's over here like, am I a joke to you?
Yeah.
Jason's like, I don't know about y'all, but this shit.
Jason's like, oh, by the way, I'm afraid of water.
Yeah, just in case y'all didn't know, the fucking...
Every time I've swam in all my movies, I'm shitting my pants. Fucking,
the 12 movies I've had, you know, or at that time it would have been 11, I guess, or 10.
Well, because 10, yeah, because be 10, the remake, you know, yeah.
Yeah, after all those movies where you see me go into the lake and, you know, come out.
By the way.
Just shaking in my boots.
Just so you know, straight I'm up. Fucking afraid of water.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
What else is coming out this year?
Any fucking sense.
So I can pull up that list so I can kind of go over some of the ones that we...
The Curse, man. That movie looks fucking awesome.
It looks like it's going to be like a werewolf. We saw the trailer for that when it's we saw Scream.
It looks like they're trying to do something different with the werewolf mythos, and I'm...
Yeah.
Which trailer was that?
Looking forward to it. This is one, the best way, it had like the teeth.
It takes place in like the fucking...
1800s.
The witchcraft.
Oh, that
era
one. Yeah, that one looked pretty good.
It looks
good.
Like a witchcraft.
That one kind of intrigued me.
Yeah, so it's going to be a werewolf movie.
We can sort of talk about this Black Phone movie, which a lot of people have said that
it's like a... Sorry to interrupt. It's like a spiritual successor to Sinister. Because it has the same director, the same writer...
Elijah Hawke's going to be in it.
I mean, Ethan?
Ethan Hawke, my bad. But a lot of people are also saying that this movie might be something like Nightmare on Elm Street.
Interesting.
I don't personally see
fuck.
It based off the trailer.
I forgot to bring that Fangoria for you guys to flip through while you're here. There's a really good article about the Black Phone in the newest Fangoria.
We also have Jordan Peele's return to horror with Nope. That's coming out on July 22nd.
Oh, great. More elevated horror. I do like Jordan Peele. I'm
excited for
horror movies.
Yeah. Salem's Lot apparently is getting like a reboot, a remake, or a sequel or some shit.
You know, that
I haven't seen the original Salem's Lot.
When we hear more about that, I'll probably be pretty...
Isn't that a vampire story?
Yes, it is. Pretty interested in that.
By the way, Evil Dead Rise is going to be an HBO Max exclusive.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yep. Is it?
Bro.
They said that like last year.
Bro. I must have missed that information or forgot about it.
I'll be happy with that. I'll watch that motherfucker.
I don't have HBO Max.
There's going to be a Hellraiser.
Well, it looks like I'm coming over here for it.
Hulu TV show.
Yeah, that I hadn't heard anything about that in a while.
There's going to be a female Pinhead, which a lot of people were butthurt about.
Well, I think they're going to actually make them androgynous, because that's what he is in the book. He's genderless. Yeah. They are genderless.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying a female is playing Pinhead.
Well, yeah.
So a lot of people are mad.
I don't know, because have you seen Chucky?
No,
have you seen Chucky at all yet?
Pinhead with boobs?
Have you seen Chucky at all? Minor spoiler. They bring, what's Brad Dourif's stuff? Fiona Dourif plays Charles Lee Ray in flashbacks.
I know that.
Oh.
It's actually pretty fucking
And weird. They, like, erase her boobs. Her boobs, gone.
I think they just made her wear something extremely flat over
top
or
something.
I don't know. But
it works.
We got The Prey, which is going to be a Predator movie coming out on Hulu.
That worries me.
It's a Hulu exclusive, or that it's a...
Like a prequel, and that it's on Hulu exclusively. Yeah. That worries me.
Let me see what IGN's got to tell us here.
They've shit the bed with Predator as well.
Studio 666, what's that? That's that Foo Fighters.
That movie looks like a lot
Bailey,
of fun.
I don't think they can hear you. It's a Foo Fighters possession movie. It looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a good time.
It comes out February 25th, so we ain't got to wait that long.
Yeah.
We've already mentioned T.I. West. Is it
Ty?
Ty West.
Yeah, and then we got Morbius, which is probably going to be shit.
Morbius is going to be a fucking
terrible
joke.
That movie's going to be fucking terrible.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? You know what we need? Tenacious D, Pick a Destiny 2.
Oh, you know what?
That would be great. What if Studio 666 sets that up? That'd be cool.
Hocus Pocus 2 comes out in autumn of 2022.
Oh.
Yeah. Disney Plus, baby.
Yeah.
Firestarter. It's going to be a
remaking
remake.
Firestarter?
Yep. It's unannounced, but it's apparently supposed
Drew
to come
Barry?
Out this
Bring
year.
Back the Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. She's older now.
She's old and fucked up.
They're doing a direct sequel to the first one, and they're going to call it Firestarter.
Yes.
Oh,
Give me money.
The monster, like the Rob Zombie's Monsters, is unannounced, but it's
Very fucking excited for that.
He actually, they're used, so they built, what is it, 1313 Mockingbird Lane, is that the address? So they built a full house set for that. But I guess they're going to, he didn't disclose what country, but they're using an abandoned castle for a set as well.
Yeah.
That's going to be fucking awesome. Yeah,
that movie is going to be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited.
We've got...
No better person.
But give him a trilogy on that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Please.
That
bro,
is
please.
Said to... It doesn't have a release date.
If the Dragula's not there...
Have Uncle Gil...
I'm not good.
Have Uncle Gil pop up.
It doesn't have a release date, but it's said to come out in theaters and Peacock.
Did you know that was a thing, Bailey?
In Uncle Gil?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, so in the Munsters, Uncle Gil is the Gil man, and he shows up and like visits.
It's beautiful. He's like...
He's Uncle Gil.
The Dragula's like not there, though. I'm
does he
be
talk
upset.
Like a human?
I think he does talk.
I don't know.
There's a movie called Something in the Dirt, and it doesn't have a release
date.
It's
actually called Something in the Dirt?
Yeah. I don't know.
Tremors remake.
I just mentioned it, I guess.
And they do a direct sequel to the first one.
Called Tremors.
Just, hey, hold on. Just wait. Still with me? And we call it Tremors.
Tremors Reboot.
Genius.
Genius.
Mic dropped the mic.
Everybody's like, yes!
Yeah!
Exactly what we needed. Yeah, and then like as far as like TV shows, I don't know a lot. I mean, we mentioned the Hellraiser one.
Mike Flanagan.
Piques my interest.
Mike Flanagan's coming back. He's making an Edgar Allan Poe adaptation. The Fall of the House of Usher just started production the other
day.
Man,
he just must really like ghost shit.
Well, he's spooky. Fall,
that's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yep. I like Mike Flanagan. He's
I know he's got a smart mind.
I know we're probably going to get another season to Creepshow this year.
Still have a
season
first
3
two
or
seasons.
4?
3.
Four.
Or wait, what?
Ooh. Yeah, they came out with 2 seasons last year.
Oh.
It's kind of weird, but they did that.
Halfway through the first season on
it's
that.
It's pretty
I still haven't seen the Creepshow movie, so who are we talking?
The movie's good too.
I've heard.
But I'm actually pretty stoked for that Hulu Hellraiser show, man. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be like they did say I think they did confirm that season 2 of Chucky's coming out this year as well.
I hope so.
If I remember correctly, I think Mike Doherty's working on that Hellraiser show.
Yeah, I think
so. Mike Doherty?
Yeah. I think I remember hearing about that
from
on, like,
the
a
famous
podcast.
Movie Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Yeah, and,
dude, he just needs to do another
Who?
And Krampus.
Who?
And
what
just,
do you mean who?
Who?
He just needs to do another holiday horror movie, like
Trick or Treat 2.
Do an Easter one, the fucking killer Easter Bunny. There you go.
I would love a Trick or Treat 2.
Trick or Treat.
Killer Easter Bunny, I'm telling you, bro.
Trick or Treat 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Columbus Day.
Columbus
comes
we
back.
We make a sequel to Trick or Treat. Trick or Treat.
That probably would happen, though. He come back from the dead. Everybody's like, we're not afraid of you. You're canceled.
Everybody to Twitter.
No.
We hate you. We don't even celebrate your holiday anymore.
No. Columbus Day horror movie.
Yeah. He's like zombie Christopher Columbus. He's
that
like,
dude, that has to exist.
Yeah. It probably does.
It has to somewhere.
Shit, President's Day?
That's a horror movie.
That would be some shit. Like, just all the presidents, like, rise from the grave. They're
there's
like,
Uncle Sam.
That's they've already made an Uncle Sam.
I know.
Yeah.
That's but I'm pretty sure there's a horror movie called President's Day.
It was directed by the same guy who made Maniac and Maniac Cop.
He'll do a remake, another remake of Leprechaun.
Called
Leprechaun. Or he'll do a movie that's a direct sequel to the first one. Called Leprechaun.
Jennifer Aniston returns.
We've solved Hollywood, boys.
I'm pretty sure Jennifer Aniston has said, yeah, I want nothing to fucking
do
with that shit
ever again.
All right, is there anything else?
She's a sellout.
Yeah,
she was on Friends for like 9
years.
She
sold out.
I'm kind of on that train that I'm not gonna hate on Friends, but it's just not my cup of tea.
Oh, I am.
I used to like Friends, but now that I'm older, I'm like, it's not that good of a show.
Like, if you guys like Friends, I'm not gonna be the guy's like, man, fuck Friends. Like, you know, this show's better. Like, I'm not gonna
do
that.
But then there's like, I will never watch the fucking Office.
Never watch the fucking. I won't.
Yeah, like, there's like a war on social media between those two shows.
The war is between Parks and Rec, The Office, and Friends. We get it. That's your whole personality. Please shut the fuck up.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I'm just gonna
You don't
say,
like The Office? How could you?
I'm just gonna say I like The Office better than Friends. I haven't seen Parks and Rec all the way through.
I like Friends better than The Office, and I haven't seen Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. But anyways, is that all the new shit?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, like, is there any other video, like, horror-related video games that are supposed to come out this year?
I haven't heard anything about the Dead Space remake, so
I don't know.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
That's going to be an Xbox exclusive. Well, I was at Walmart yesterday. They had a Series S, and I'm like, this will come in handy when Dead Space comes back out. I didn't buy an Xbox.
There is, like...
It is sad that Xboxes are more readily available than fucking PlayStations, though.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna mention like a movie, but I don't want to because you know
what movie is
kind of controversial.
What movie is
it? You know,
we don't shy away from controversy over here. What fucking movie is it?
Is the Jeepers Creepers Reborn?
Trash. Moving on.
Yeah,
like the creeper looks like a turd with teeth stuck in it.
Dude, I'm not gonna watch that movie.
It's not happening.
I'm not.
Like, because, like, they were saying Victor Salva wasn't going to have anything to do with it, you know, but I don't
believe
that.
Even if he has, like, an EP credit or even a producer credit, he's making money off of it.
He shouldn't
make
money anymore.
I'm not
going to
support a fucking pedophile.
Won't do it.
He shouldn't make money anymore.
No more money.
It's honestly, it's a shame.
Yeah.
It is. It's sad.
Just fucking put him back in jail. Just
I'm going to jail.
Just fucking, just put him back in jail.
The thing is, he did serve his jail time. Well, it wasn't half or like a quarter of it or something.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, but like, that kind of crime is like one of the worst ones you could commit, you know? Like,
it's murder.
You know how much time Jared
Fogle
got? Pedophile. Jared Fogle's going to be out in 2029.
Yeah, and you know what? He can catch these hands for a $5 footlong, bro.
Can you imagine, like, he gets out in Subway and just, like, starts working with him?
They're
again?
Not.
I don't.
They're definitely not going to work with him
but
again.
I started questioning everything when Bill Cosby got out.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
On a loophole.
Yeah, on some
Bill
bullshit.
Bill Cosby got out on a loophole.
On some bullshit.
On he some was bullshit. Like, he was like the...
He's like, the drugs were not in the pudding pops.
It was, like, something to do with, like, the guy who,
can
like,
I show
questioned
you my pudding
him.
Pop?
Like... Oh no! It was like something to do with like the guy who like questioned it, like interrogated him. He said that he wouldn't use it in the trial, and
it's
like
fucking
Bill Cosby's like, well, he did, and then the judge was like, oh shit, you're right, you're free to go,
and just fucking lets him go. Like, just
I guess you didn't commit those crimes.
All the other fucking,
rape,
all the other fucking outstanding evidence of that shit.
Oh, I guess you didn't rape anybody.
Oh, God.
Oh, right, heavens.
We convicted an innocent man.
No.
There's like this pile of evidence. It's just.
Right. I think that's a good enough time to wrap this shit up.
The prosecutor's just over here just like.
I have heard he's on like house arrest, but.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
house
what the
arrest.
Fuck, you know?
Yeah, that really showing
Zach
him.
Zach just really fucked his hair up over that.
You're really, you know, giving him, you're really
you're
teaching
really,
him
yeah.
a lesson.
Zach
you know?
Just gave us a look at his wedding hair. It looks great.
He's fucking. Yeah, he's getting what he deserves because he's fucking sit at home all day.
He'll never commit a crime ever again,
Jesus
I'm sure.
This episode has turned into some craziness. We should end this episode.
All right. Well, if y'all enjoyed this episode of We Came From Beneath the Sea, we'd really appreciate if you dropped a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Announcement before we go. We will be covering the Alien franchise throughout February and part of March.
Correct.
Yeah. We'll be doing that. We'll be back. You know who else is covering Alien? My mom! But we'll be back next week with Alien from 1979.
Yeah.
I was going to say 78.
George Lucas
says eat your fucking heart
George
out.
Lucas actually shit all over the Alien franchise. He's like, yeah, they're not good movies, okay? But George
better
Lucas
than your first movie, bitch.
George Lucas is kind of a fucking stupid idiot. So.
George Lucas is a fucking, he cheated. He took influences from everything. He's like, this is mine now.
Yeah, yep. He's kind of stupid. He's what a nerd. He's a nerd. George,
we will be back next week with Alien 1.
Alien.
Patreon episode next month. We don't know what it's going to be. Probably a commentary. If you guys want to suggest movies,
yeah,
do that on our Twitter.
Give us something real shitty to watch.
Oh, for sure. Something, yeah. Preferably something. Sci-fi original.
Yeah, do something terrible. Get zombie
mad.
Cheerleaders versus Gator Shark.
Yeah!
Make us real mad.
Which, that's not a joke. That is a real movie. That is a real movie that was made.
Was it a sci-fi original?
Yes.
I don't know if it was a sci-fi original, but it was one of those. It would fit the criteria.
Yeah, go ahead and drop us a recommendation at our Twitter, at WCFBTS. Links in the description of the episode as well. And I think that about does it. Hope you guys have a good week. Be safe. Be kind.
Rewind.
Be kind. Rewind. Yeah. Even though it doesn't.
It doesn't fucking make sense.
It doesn't make you. You don't have to rewind shit no more.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll be back next week. We love you. Bye.
Sayonara.
See ya.